The U.S. administration is planning an AI legislative framework that will centralize AI policy with the federal government to prevent a patchwork of conflicting state laws would undermine American innovation and our ability to lead in the global AI race. The framework prioritizes innovation, leaving child safety issues to parents, and has relatively soft requirements on platform accountability. On the issue of copyright, the framework could allow AI systems to be trained on copyrighted content without author permission, citing fair use, something that AI companies have been arguing for a long time. Meanwhile, an MIT Technology Review article ponders what OpenAI technology might be used for following the signing of a deal with the U.S. Department of Defense 2 weeks ago. One use of AI might be for deciding on targets. The military already uses an AI system to determine targets, but OpenAI's generative AI could add a conversational and reasoning layer on top of this. Elsewhere, a U.S. congressional body is concerned that the U.S. may be losing the AI race in the long term to China because of China's use of open-source models. 80% of U.S. startups are using Chinese models, and the country is also well-positioned for physical AI thanks to its mass data collection efforts for development of humanoid robots. On agents, DISA is investigating how AI agents may make payments on behalf of users. One challenge is to link a transaction to an accountable human since for compliance, banks are obliged to implement checks related to fraud, audit trails, and customer consent. An MIT Technology Review article looks at the current craze around the open-source agent platform OpenClaw in China, and how service companies are sprouting up to help people install the platform. Meanwhile, Google has developed an approach to training multi-agent systems that uses a pool of existing agents, allowing student agents to infer rules rather than having administrators explicitly configure the rules. The approach uses the same reinforcement learning techniques used by foundational AI models. An InfoWorld article looks at the role of AI in software development, arguing that AI cannot replace software developers. The key problem with AI-generated code is that it over-abstracts, meaning that code can be overcomplicated for the problem being solved. This creates technical debt, which makes it harder for humans when reviewing code. A TechCrunch article reports on the disconnect between the current optimism shown by NVIDIA and nervousness shown by Wall Street. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang says he expects the company to sell $1 trillion of Blackwell and Vera Rubin chips before the end of 2027. But for Futurum CEO Daniel Newman, the issue for the markets is that AI is moving so fast that we do not know how things are going to settle. He writes, "The markets hate uncertainty. The speed of innovation has actually created a great new uncertainty that I think most people never expected." Elsewhere, the CEO of BlackRock, Larry Fink, writes that the AI boom is leading to an increasing gulf in revenue between companies. He worries that the benefits of the technology remain with a small number of companies. Finally, a video released by the Norwegian Consumer Council to raise awareness for a campaign against enchidification has gained much publicity. The term enchidification refers to the deliberate and gradual degradation of digital services mostly through advertisements and other revenue generation methods like premium features, software update scams, and AI chatbots.